hours upon the grey and choppy swell. The Royal Marines bid shadow vessels farewell. A tanker boarded in the channel's cold light, while the frost on geopolitics bites rather tight. It's all terribly brave, and it's all terribly grand, when the fuel in your tank comes from a contraband strand. But oh, the state of the nation today, where the leaders are lost and the shops have gone away. We're pressing our noses against history's pain, watching the circus go proudly insane, insane. My dear, is quite utterly insane. Prime Minister stands with his nuclear phone, protecting the teenagers left all alone. But his collar is fraying, his wallpaper peels, as the defense secretary exits and squeals. Andy Burnham is circling the northern estates, while the good people of Makerfield ponder their fates. And what of the culture? What of the taste? The algorithms murder discretion in haste. They're all digital sheep in electronic clothing, buying in unison. Nobody noticing me, except perhaps for the five of them's hum, reminding us all that we're thoroughly numb. Sculpting bureaucracy in the wee small hours of victory against Haiti brings jubilant powers. Doctors of dust in their scalpers and smile at the strike is suspended. The threat he's exiled. But back in the shadows where the hedgerows grow dead, there's a sense that the country has simply gone to bed.
Goes right down the drain. So